Here I am standing outside the doors of the Mike O'Mara Living Room Studios. The guys that are here, they don't know that I'm just about to pop in on them. Boy, won't they be surprised. This is going to be big fun. Okay, I'm going to spring on them, and I'm going to open the door. And watch what happens when I turn into my alter ego. This is going to be really special. Here we go. Hello!
Ah!
Who are you? It's me, Sex Boy!
Hey, welcome!
Faster than a speeding bullet, taller than the highest mountain, I'm Sex Boy, encouraging sex wherever I go, because that's what I do.
Is speed really a good thing for you?
Speed is not. Sometimes going slow is even better. Ha, you've caught up with it. It's Sex Boy!
Thank you for that, Sex Boy.
Sex Boy is the best. Best guy in the whole world.
What wind blows you our way?
I just decided to drop by and surprise you. You know, normally you know when I'm here, but now I just decided I'd burst through the door and
surprise.
Be America's superhero that everybody likes to go to bed with.
Hey, who are you?
Sex Boy!
Now, I always find it amazing you're youthful.
Listen, you know what I'd like to do?
What would you like to do?
Could I just for a second talk to you guys?
You know what?
Take the cape off.
Just a chat.
I love sincere Sex Boy.
Take the spandex off that has the S on it.
What's on your mind, SB?
I've just got a regular white T-shirt on underneath. Let me look, it's a V-neck. Just a second. There we go.
You seem a little frantic today.
Okay. Can I talk to you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah, just man to man.
Oh, man.
Bad day?
It's really been rough being Sex Boy.
What's on your mind? What's the problem?
Well, just everybody this time of year. Maybe it's the recession. I don't know what it is, but everybody's like putting demands on me. Excuse me, my microphone is working.
That's unfortunate.
They put me here, they put me there, they put me everywhere. It's very frustrating to be a Sex Boy, especially when you have a microphone that's kind of up.
It's a busy time of year for you.
How's the heat, Sex Boy?
Oh, the heat is terrible.
Does that work against you?
101, 102 degrees. It's very difficult when you're flying around the country trying to make people have better sex.
Can you fly or do you take a plane?
I can fly. I can also swim deep underwater with the blue whales.
Cool.
Who are you?
I'm Sex Boy. Sex Boy!
Okay, yeah, this will look fine.
Since we're getting real here. Buenos dias.
Oh, thank you. Como
Let's talk about your stock portfolio.
Oh, the portfolio.
What?
You know, thank God for yesterday and today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that Alcoa.
Yeah.
It'll bite you in the ass
it
every
will.
Time.
So you bounce back it. After the failure of your restaurant, Sex Boy Cafe?
Yeah, Sex Boy Cafe. You know, the fact that it rotated just didn't work.
I understand. There
were pictures of me on the windows, and I always thought, here's the crazy thing, Rob. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Best shrimp cocktail I ever had, by the
way. I always thought that having pictures of me on the window would create the illusion that I was flying.
Oh, I see.
It didn't work.
That's unfortunate.
I like
and then, of course, through the speakers right on top of each dining table, continuous loops of Sex Boy, Sex Boy, Sex Boy.
That
sex
might have been too much.
Well, I thought it felt like showbiz. It was a good showbiz.
It was showbiz, but that was the reason for the demise.
I like your motto.
Along with oily calamari. Not crispy enough. Yes, boss?
I like your motto. Eat it here.
Eat it here.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant on your part.
Yeah, you walk in, cardboard cut out of me, Sex Boy.
Right.
Says, eat it here with the cartoon bubble,
right.
And then me pointing to my crotch.
That's funny, right?
Sex Boy.
The wine list had a lot to be desired.
The wine list was something that I decided, listen, you're going to have the decor, you're going to have the AA vinyl seats, you got to skim somewhere,
right.
And I frankly thought that Boone's Farm would be perfectly acceptable.
You know who told me that?
Who's that?
Greg Gillespie.
Oh, Greg Gillespie. How's he doing? Hey, heard he had a tough patch. Sure hope he's alive after that comment.
You know what I loved at Sex Boy Cafe?
What do you
Greg Gillespie?
All the tacos. You served the best tacos.
Well, here's my philosophy of the taco.
Tacos and hot dogs.
Why shredded lettuce and diced tomato
right.
when you can just get your ground beef, season it with little taco seasoning, and then put it into the magic shell that you get at a local grocery store from, Ortega. I don't understand what the big fuss was about, and
Ortega?
I thought they were yummy.
How many
yummy.
Would you eat?
You know the motto we used to have at the Sex Boy Cafe.
You know what escapes
Another
me?
Another one?
Happy hour food all the time. I thought it was yummy, yummy, good for your tummy.
The fish tacos were a little gamey.
Well, the fish tacos, that's because I made them with canned tuna fish.
I see.
I didn't know you couldn't.
Yeah, that's cutting corners.
So I didn't know my way around a menu. Is this Sex Boy or Mike O'Mara talking?
You can do anything you want.
I'm not sure, but all I know is that clock on the wall says, it's time for me to put back my cape. Here we put my shirt on with the S on it. There he goes. Get back into my spandex. Tight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure visiting with each and every one of you, but now it's time for me to go.
Wait a second. Who are you?
I'm Sex Boy.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
John Belushi is on his way to a gold medal in the decathlon. They're setting the bar at 7 feet. Here's his approach. And he got it! Belushi's won the gold. Now he's going for the world's record. He's making his move. They're in the final turn. He's kicking it in. He's got it! A spectacular time. A new world's record. Unbelievable. What a day for John Belushi.
I logged a lot of miles training for that day, and I downed a lot of donuts, little chocolate donuts. They taste good, and they've got the sugar I need to get me going in the morning. That's why little chocolate donuts have been on my training table since I was a kid.
Little chocolate donuts, the donuts of champions.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Heard across America and in 107 countries around the world, this is Cable, 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 MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, July 8th, 2010, and we are well over 2.5 million downloads served.
Like that.
And tasty service it is, ladies and gentlemen. Big show for you today on the podcast. Today, the schedule gets a little crazy.
How?
The driving around town gets a little bit crazy for me.
You were a little frantic coming in the door.
Also want to get phase two of Mr. Oscar Santana and his love life. Get a real update on that because I don't think we touched
on that
enough. And, you know, as far as young lovers that are experiencing squabbles, we can find out how you patched it up, pal.
Yeah.
How you got it back together.
Well, it's quite a twist.
Secret to that.
Also, lots more fun and more thrills. None that I can think of right now, but as a matter of fact, we can leave.
Who's sponsoring this marvelous show
today? Oh, thank
you
very much, Buzz. Today's show.
Wow.
I'm just trying to help, man.
Today's show is brought to you by Uwheels.com, the best way to buy and sell used cars online. Why rely on photos to buy or sell online? Post and browse free classifieds and do it with video.
You know, Mike, I just like to say that is great video.
Register today at Uwheels.com or click their ad on our website. Hi, my name is Anus. Anus Eyes.
Mike Herzog.
How are you?
Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay. Got to address this. Got to keep it real. Keep it real with my mates.
Please do. What's happening?
The first time that I have been late for the podcast.
You know, one would almost think it would be impossible.
It would be. Not anymore. Not anymore.
You live here.
Yeah, I live here. Just getting used to the new things and getting used to the new schedule of doing a morning drive radio show and then coming back to the house and doing this. And I didn't count for the traffic today. The Beltway. You know, I'd like to just say a giant hello to everybody that decides that, I think I'm going to go to work at 10:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for that. It's 24/7 now.
It's summer. It's Thursday.
I want to say it, but I won't say it because I know you don't want me to, but what the F's going on out there?
Will you entertain a question?
Yes, go ahead. And I knew in my head I had my clock. And I knew that I would linger at the radio station for 1 hour today, had paperwork to fill out, had the meeting for some of the nuts and bolts of the new show to work out. Mm-hmm. So longer than I'll probably ever be. It'll be the great tradition of me, which
means
you
love hanging out after work.
Oh, do I ever.
And you love paperwork.
It's hell. Hey, but did you see my little machines that I bring from place to place?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
Now, the question I have is how was parking today?
Parking today was it was a pain in the ass.
Still?
Coming out of the lot, I'm going to tell you what I do. I told you that they charge me for parking, right?
Right.
That's amazing.
At the radio station.
Well, you should get VIP parking.
With the fees they pay you, they got to get some of it back.
It's, yeah, exactly, because I'm so scary rich now.
That's right.
Could so, you're working two jobs.
It's 100, yeah, exactly, $125 bucks a month for the parking. Yeah. So,
so
I get done today.
So you basically break even?
Yesterday the guy says, you don't have a sticker. You don't have the sticker. And you see him, and he controls this. This is his world.
It's a small, little lot.
It's a little lot where Rashid works.
Mm-hmm. Is that really
and
his name?
Yes, it is.
King Rashid.
And Rashid
Ethiopian?
Controls this. I don't know. It's more like hate American. So he is sitting there, and he's got the two levels. Uh-huh. That's all it is.
Two decks.
It's two decks. And I'm leaving today, and this is after one of the reasons I'm late for the podcast, taping. Mm-hmm. And we tape at 11 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm sitting down with the human resources person, and I'm filling out document mm-hmm. and the documents that I filled out incorrectly,
right.
which I have to do.
Right.
And then at the last second, she said, do you have a check? Well, I happen to have a blank check in my wallet because I always carry as much money as I possibly can. All the time.
When someone rolls you, they'll know
you're naked without cash.
So the
Mike
deal
never carries more than he can afford to lose.
That's kind of what it is. And she says, you have to, you can do it one of two ways. You can have the parking deducted from your check, your paycheck, and you can void a check for me, or you can write a check and we can do it on a monthly basis and you can do it. I said, oh, well, to have it taken out. That's probably the easiest way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned,
it's
more of a way of insinuating myself into the building.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just to do that.
You are a valuable thread in the tapestry.
I do that, and then she hands me a receipt that says July paid $125.
Nice.
And she hands me a receipt for this.
You realize we're 8 days into the month.
Yeah, shouldn't that be prorated?
Look, all I know, you know, Rob, right? Me informs.
Have Mark call.
Seriously, me informs. I'm sitting there just going, okay, thank you. And so, but all I know is I got to bring in my passport.
You're due $28 back.
And I have to have all this paperwork filled out.
I was about to do the calculator.
You know what's great is like having this one job where I talk about stuff and then talking about that job on this job.
They help fulfill each other.
It's perfect.
As long as you only slander that job.
It's perfect. So I bring my passport in, which they had to have for some reason.
Really?
You know, because I guess they think that perhaps I'm going to have to go like to Israel and meet with Netanyahu or something.
I love when you pull out a passport. It's like a war film.
It's, you know, here's my passport. See,
papers.
So I get done. And the one thing I do remember is that in all this myriad of paperwork that I'm filling out, I realize that I have a receipt that says parking covered for July.
Yeah, right. There you are.
And all I'm saying is I'm driving up this little rise where his little stand is, his little stinky stand.
King Rashid's throne.
I know that in some way I said, he's going to figure this out. Mm-hmm. So I hand him the receipt. He looks at it and he said, this is not a sticker.
He has rules.
I want to kill him.
I would think he would prefer the receipt to the sticker because the sticker could be out of date.
I want to kill him, but I want to laugh at the same time because I know this is what this guy is all about.
His kingdom.
I know this is his kingdom, and this is how. You can't have this. You paid through the radio station, right? I said, yes, of course. You know. Yeah, you know what I did, dude. Yeah. I told you I worked there.
You know.
I told you. You know the drill. You've done this to thousands of people, you prick.
Dude.
I know. They say, if you'd paid the company, you would have been right out. And I'm like, well, I'm doing what I'm told to do, you prick.
You were trying.
You know, and it's just obvious.
I'm sure the company, by the way, I'm sure, with all due respect to Citadel, but I'm sure that company gets a prorated rip off what you're paying.
Yeah.
Because why would they take your money and deal with that headache and when you could just pay the company directly?
Maybe I should have said to the company, no, I'll deal with my own situation.
Exactly. Citadel's made $28 off you already.
Yeah.
Bastards!
You know what you are, Mike? You're a grade A sap.
I am a total sap. That sucks.
You're a total mark.
I am not happy about that.
When you get the letter in the mail, it says, look, parking's gone up $100.
So today it was, so today I reach in, and yesterday it was $3. So today I sit there, okay, you win. And, you know, somehow I'll get this sticker. Why it takes so long? He said, if you'd paid us, you would have been handed a sticker. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I don't know what the drill is, douche. I don't know what the drill. I don't understand the drill. I don't know your drill.
Once you're in the lot, is it a nice garage? Are the spaces wide?
Yeah, I mean, it's
easy to navigate.
A garage is a garage.
No, not
it's
always. Fine.
Well, it's Rob. Some of them don't have like padded, you know,
but you're fine
stalls.
Okay, so you're okay.
It's fine.
Most garages in DC, and just because I know, because I've parked at many and paid for many a parking spots, is run by the Ethiopian mafia. Mm-hmm. If you could tell, and this is true, if you actually go from garage to garage and you live in the city, and someone please back me up on Facebook, please,
right,
for the love of God, it's all the same people, and they're all related. One guy, well, a couple different guys actually have different hustles.
Right.
There was a guy that when I worked for the Department of Labor for a summer, mm-hmm, I would come out of their garage and the guy would sell me sodas, M&Ms, anything you want, a snack for the road, if you will.
Black tar heroin.
Yeah, I mean, the guy had a setup.
God, anything that's a you great wanted. Hustle.
Another guy would he thought like I was married to some Ethiopian chick or something like that.
Yeah, you're part of the family.
I worked for a company that was owned by a bunch of Ethiopians.
Hey, nice to have you part of the family.
He tried to sell me a dish so I could get Ethiopian television.
Right.
He's the parking guy. It's all a hustle for them.
It's a hustle, and yes. I thought that I'd be, but obviously I'm not going to win the receipt war, so
white
I hold
devil.
It to him. So I reach in,
you
and I'm like, okay, I succumb, and I reach into my wallet, and he said, you have to pay. And he doesn't tell me what to pay because he wants to do that game too.
Right.
This unbelievable sadistic bastard.
So he says you have to pay or you don't have to pay?
No, you have to pay. You have to pay today. And he doesn't tell me when I'm going to get my sticker from the people that are upstairs.
Of course not.
I have no idea. So I reach in and I give him a $5 bill because yesterday was
$3. Right.
Guess what he says?
What?
$6.
Oh, no.
What? How did it double in a day?
It won't matter, Buzz, because after I beat him to death with my 5-iron and he lay dying on the concrete.
Did you get the impression, Mike, if you had handed him a 10, it would have been 11?
Yes.
If you had handed him a 20, it would have
been
21.
Oh, absolutely. If I'd handed him a beaver, he would have wanted a sable.
Exactly.
You know, anything that I would have traded, any bead that I would have given. I want the purple one.
And you know why you paid?
You gave me the gold one. I want the purple one that you got from New Orleans,
it's
Louisiana.
It's your white guilt.
It's my white guilt.
It took out the money. You said, just let me out of here, please.
So it's the new experience in life. It's what I'm dealing with, and doing the very best I can to manage everything simultaneously. You know, going from a basic sedentary existence to just a life of total franticness
all the time.
Yeah. And then Carla, you know, looking at me, you know, and feeling the distance as I drift away into my own world of toil, mm-hmm, which is what it is.
Yeah,
we told, you know, this last week a guy quoted me, mm-hmm, on one of the Facebook pages. You know, our life is just toil and then more toil and then eventual death.
That's right.
That's really
yeah, but
it
it's
is.
Hard, especially now, I'm sure, for Carla, and not that I'm giving you advice.
Mm-hmm.
God knows I need it. But I sit there and I think of Carla, and when you do a show like this, it's not because you're so wrapped up in, oh my God, I'm so important, I'm doing the show.
Right.
You're so wrapped up in putting together two shows now.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
And that in itself, whether it may not be...
Had the system last night.
Yes.
Had the, you know, got my little systems in place where I almost had it. I almost had it until today,
mm-hmm,
and today I've screwed the
wheels came off.
Today is when just logistically, because, mm-hmm, I don't, you know me, if I'm 51 seconds late,
you hate being late.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
You detest
it's embarrassment. I know it very
I
well.
Ran two red lights coming in here.
Oh,
and also I am not prepared. As much as I am a lard ass, I got probably to sleep at about 9:40 last night.
Okay. With
getting up at 3:30 this morning.
That's tough.
And the time of the drive between the end of that show and this one is where the energy goes. And because of that, I swear to God, for the first time in a very long time, mm-hmm, the wheels went onto the curb today. The wheels went into the dirt.
Well, don't do that with the podcast.
Waking me up. I might.
Wow.
But I can tell you why.
Why?
Because I have had... Since 3:30 this morning, uh-huh, I have had one Diet Coke and about 30 glasses of water.
Oh, yeah, see, you Jesus. Can't do that.
You can't do that,
breakfast
can you?
Breakfast is the most important meal
you
of
have
the day.
To get a little something-something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little snack. RJ, can you get me a snack?
Yeah, what you want?
Anything you got in there.
Did they
it's
not,
my kitchen.
Did they not bring in food on day two?
No.
The bloom is off the rose?
No, the bloom is off the rose. You know what radio's like? It's
know.
The first day. Here you go. Here's fantastic. Have 40 donuts. Have this and all that. And I'm glad it wasn't a donut, because if it had been a donut, I would have gone into the ditch.
Yeah.
And it was just a scary little feeling. It's like driving along going, okay, we got the podcast coming up here, and I'm just going to go there. I hope if I take that left, I think I might be able to get over there. Very right, and Buzz has so many more chicks than I
Mike!
I play that as a joke, but I got to tell you something. I was seriously scared today.
Well, did you damage your duck boat?
Hey, you don't, Buzz, you've done morning drive.
Yes, yes, and you have.
Buzz, we'll get to the duck boats in a second. I talked about that this morning. If you can't be safe on a duck boat, where can you be safe?
Exactly, Mike.
Yeah, my man.
It looked like something like they built for the monsters.
You know, I can get my boys in the show. I
you know, GM miss built
you.
Those.
I miss you, honey.
I miss you, honey.
I really do. I do.
Should we leave?
Makes me no. It's yeah. just he's got the no. It's like the other half of my brain. It's like that. It's a story. Let me tell you something. It's a story when you see it last night on the internet that just screams at Rob and me.
It's immediately goes.
It's just like no, 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 no.
Well, of course, Charlie.
Tragedy.
Charlie loves a duck boat.
Charlie loves a duck. Buzz, doing mornings. If yes. you did for a while, you know that I'm, what I'm talking about is a somewhat common occurrence that you just get. Depleted, and you got to be very, very careful when you're commuting.
Now you will adjust.
You know, you adjust to it. But I'm in that period.
That's what this is. Now I'm in that period of adjustment to this.
And I thought, boy, I tell you, but you know, and this is what one would say in this business. Mm-hmm. I got the energy when I need it. You know what I mean? Yeah. The important times, like here
right.
and
sure.
there.
When good. You're that's in front of a microphone, you know. Of course, you're totally out of your mind when you're driving a car at 75 miles an hour.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Oh, thank you.
Nacho cheese.
Oh, great. I'm going to have a chocolate bar. I'm going to have a chocolate bar.
That's
where
it.
Do
yeah,
you
that's
hide
good.
Those bags, ladies?
I'm going to have a chocolate
yeah,
bar.
Diet Coke?
Huh? Diet Coke is
or
fine.
Miller Lite.
Diet Coke. Diet Coke.
They're both that's in perfect. His pocket.
Thank wow. you. God bless.
You know, the weird thing is he had the beer in his pocket since 8 a.m.
This will give you energy for 5 or 10 minutes.
This is, I can make it. I can make it. It's going to, I love a Hershey bar. Is there anything better than a Hershey bar?
No, I don't think so.
I really
they
love it.
My favorite, with almonds especially.
Strange.
Sometimes, you know. I mean, if you were on a desert island.
Yes.
It was a place between a Hershey bar
and
intercourse.
Oh, a Hershey bar.
Right. That's true. I love you.
But you know what? You know what?
This is like coming home to my
with
friends.
Perhaps yeah. a Reese's cup is better, but mm-hmm. I can't do no. that now because the peanut butter screws with my innards. So now it's a pure Hershey bar thing.
You can't enjoy a peanut butter cup?
I can't eat peanut butter of any sort.
Oh, that Rob.
Sucks.
Wow.
You're telling me? It's
Rob, I swear tragedy. To God, I thought you can't have any kind of peanut butter at
no,
all.
Uh-uh.
You may not have peanut butter.
Sad, right?
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And the thing
sad,
is,
right?
Because one of the greatest, like, you want a snack.
Sad, right?
Sad, boy.
Music, sad, right?
What do you spread on your, what do you spread on your genitals?
Oh, oh, God.
Chili.
Hatred.
Nothing.
What do you substitute peanut butter for?
I just have to do without. I have to do without.
That is
what
sad.
About chocolate?
Chocolate I can eat until the cows come home.
You've got to eat the Hershey bar fast because it melts.
That's right.
I will find cocoa beans on the island, so I'll choose intercourse.
Hey, why don't you ask me where Charles Sound races and slots are?
Hey, Mike, I want to ask you a question if you have a moment. Where can I find Charlestown races and slots?
West Virginia.
Mike's
don't
team.
They have a new Hollywood?
Yeah, yes, Hollywood.
The table
casino. Yes.
They make. They, look, I am scared about that place because mm-hmm. they make it look like Vegas, mm-hmm. but I feel like they shot that commercial somewhere else.
It yeah. did look like it.
Like
it?
I was like, oh, that's classy. But mm-hmm. it's for the same reason when you go and see the Letterman show is like the size of this living room.
And is it
it's
as cold
as
this time? Is
yes.
it as cold in
oh,
the
it
room?
Is. Absolutely. It's freezing.
You've
cold.
Been there?
No, I have not. But I know that they use refrigeration units instead of air conditioning to keep it at like 55.
I think it's 58.
58
so
degrees.
When you walk in actually to the studio audience on Letterman, you can actually feel that difference?
Oh my
it's
God.
Because
it was summer when I went and I was in shorts and it was cold.
Yeah, but take,
it
is, take a coat.
It is the fastest hour of all time.
I think
time.
It's Eddie Brill, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, it is him.
We had Eddie Brill on our show in Phoenix mm-hmm. when it was Big O and
Deuce. Who's Eddie Brill?
He's the warm-up comic.
Yeah, he's a warm. But he also
writer.
Books all the comics on
okay.
Letterman.
That's kind of like the Tonight Show with Leno. Leno
yes.
had a guy that did the
mm-hmm.
same thing.
So Eddie came on and he's like, "You guys are ever in New York? Call me up. I'll get you a backstage tour and I'll get you great seats for the Tonight Show."
Oh, you still,
Letterman. For Letterman. Yes.
You still have that pull?
Yeah. So this is what happened. I remember I thought he was great on our show and he was playing the Tempe Improv, mm-hmm. and he said, "I love spring training. I just don't have time. I don't know what's going on." So I got him front row seats behind the dugout at the Angel spring training game.
Oh, that's a good pull.
At Diablo Stadium.
That's for a baseball fan, that's
yes.
a huge pull.
So I'm sitting there at Diablo Stadium, and I'm there with my girlfriend at the time, and I'm waiting for Eddie and, I guess, one of his guests. Mm-hmm. He never shows.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he texted me. He's like, "Look, man, I apologize. One of my friends just passed away.
Oh, dear.
We stayed up all night in a bender celebrating their lives. Next time, but if you're in New York, here is my cell number. I will hook you up."
So you had, because he was indebted to you for that, that's almost better than him showing up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because something can always go wrong.
Absolutely.
Cool. So you went there and you were...
I went up to New York, mm-hmm. and I thought, and I was just in the city.
Right.
And I just texted him. I said, look, I know it's late notice. It was probably 2 hours before they actually taped.
Right.
And I texted him. He's like, he goes, Oscar, I remember you. Big O and Dukes. He said, come on by. Be there by 6:30. I'll show you around. And he showed us everything.
And you did with a two-hour window?
Yes.
Oh, you are the luck. You're the golden boy.
I would soil myself
huge.
For that interview.
And you got the backstage. So had to go, you got to go up in the offices
everything.
And all that?
Everything.
Did you see the big guy at all?
I did not see him. Oh, I saw him when he came out.
He's pretty much sequestered. Well, yeah, he was probably, at that time, he was probably banging some intern.
But it was great because it was funny because I have nothing to lose.
Right.
And then he just made it happen.
That's cool.
What a stand-up guy
Letterman
guy
believes that people are more inclined to laugh when they're cold. I don't know. I don't think I agree.
Do you really think it's that, or is it just a sweating issue?
No,
I think it's a sweating issue.
He has said before in interviews that he believes people are more inclined to laugh.
I think there's something
cold.
In that, because think about when you're cold, it's like you're shivery, you're nervous, you're gonna be more emotional, you're gonna be more responsive.
I don't know. That is
I don't buy it.
I do.
You know, as somebody that has been on the other side, you know, where you're trying to entertain as opposed to in the audiences and stuff, I don't know whether it would make one bit of difference as far being cold just would maybe piss me off a little bit.
Yeah, the audience is so uncomfortable, I would think they'd be distracted by that from that laughing.
Oscar, did you have to go through the audience, the whole warm-up where they heard you around, or did you just get to go into the theater?
Yeah, we got to go into the theater.
Because when I went, they went, you know, you see sometimes when he's like dropping stuff off the building, the Roseland Ballroom.
Right.
It's across, I guess, 58.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring you the whole audience in there.
Yeah, it used to be our stomping grounds when we'd be up in New York.
And they treat you like you're six.
Yeah.
They put you all in there, and the first thing they do is some swishy comedian gets up on a riser, and he starts clapping his hands like this.
And remember, if you're not good, Larry's not good.
Yeah, it's so much like that. And he just keeps clapping until eventually everyone is clapping with him. He says, that's very good. That means you're in tune with the performer. And if you're good... Dave will be good.
So they actually took that on the Larry Sanders Show and stole that from Letterman's
audience. Absolutely. And they parade you around and they say, feel free to laugh, feel free to applaud. Don't make any distinct noises or we'll have to remove you by the security.
Yeah, and that's, of course, why we would send interns up there and Letterman be in the middle of his monologue. You hear,
They really treat you like you're 10. But that once they start the show, it moves so fast, it's scary.
Well, we're going to take a break. We have to come. When we come back, Rob brought it up. We jumped ahead a little bit. I want to just briefly talk about what the F happened, and see if we can get some details out of Buzz with the duck boats. And also we will explore the Santana love triangle. No, it's not a triangle. And then on a serious note, I know that Buzz and Rob want to talk just a little bit about a friend of ours that has passed away recently. We will do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to
Hanga.
MikeO'MaraShow.com. Chocolate bar works so well. I can't wait to crash. Today's segment two brought to you by PowerToChooseUSA.com. Learn how to create an income simply by helping families save up to 30% on their electric bills while staying with their current provider. Or just log on for your own savings. PowerToChooseUSA.com or click the banner on our website. And now without further ado, let's cover this first. This is a heavy moment, and then we'll get to the light stuff, talk about Oscar and his wonderful lady, Kara. You, Buzz, were talking about the Magic Christian.
Yeah, I've worked with four or five great, great, great talented disc jockeys in my career. And in many cases, they either had some kind of mental issue or substance problem. Magic may have had both over the years.
Can't imagine why that would happen with a disc jockey.
The Magic Christian was a great DJ in his day and a great friend of mine. He and I had a lot of fun together, working together and just talking on the phone over the years. And he passed away on July 2nd.
What happened?
That was a sad thing. Yeah, he actually died of cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah. And he'd had a number of health problems, and a lot of those probably attributed to his lifestyle, which was a little wild.
He was 66, I think, right?
Yes, and he was just a great guy, but I heard a great story. I was feeling sad about this last night, and I heard a great story from Steve Bridges at KCJJ about Magic that I had not heard before.
Steve was the last man to employ Magic.
That's
and
true.
Broadcasting.
If you'll remember,
Steve will be our host when we're out in Iowa
in
2 weeks.
Can't wait to hang with him. If you'll remember, Steve was kind enough to help Magic out. When we were doing the Don and Mike show, Magic was looking for work, and Steve very kindly brought him up to Iowa and at a time where Magic was virtually living out of his car, mm-hmm. and his car, in fact, got broken into, and all of his tapes, everything from his career, got stolen.
We talked about it at the time, right. How low one has to be when, first of all, you're living out of your car, mm-hmm. and that car gets broken into, and yeah. they take your stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, air like, checks.
Go down the street to the rich guy's house and break in, for Christ's sake.
This, by the way, is the nightmare that all DJs, all radio guys want to avoid, this fear of dying, you know, in that kind of circumstance.
Right.
Fortunately, he did have friends. I stayed in touch with him, and he did get good medical care.
Was it sad at the end, Buzz? Because I know you were...
Yeah, it was.
He was one of these guys with a voice like this.
Right.
It's
and very
person.
Funny. Oh, very so funny.
Now, was it, as far as the what sent him, was it the substance of problems that made him kind of go wacky?
Yeah, well, probably, yeah. I think he liked the drink quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, toward the end...
Hold on just a second. Didn't he do other stuff as well, Buzz?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Many other substances.
Notice how he always like singling out alcohol. Remember that's for me.
This was the late 70s, early 80s that he did a lot of those things. Okay. In fact, I think Steve says he signed on at KCJJ by saying that booze, drugs, and whores are how he got to this dirty little backwater town.
On the old Don and Mike show, right. We helped this guy out because he was a friend of Buzz's,
mm-hmm. right?
And we were trying to help the dude out.
And Don's, to an extent. Don had worked with him or knew him, at least.
We're trying to help the guy out, and we mm-hmm. get him a job at right. KCJJ because right. Steve Bridges is just such a great friend of ours, mm-hmm. and he has this freeform, great, phenomenal radio station
right.
where he can do whatever he wants, and we send the guy out there, and then it's World War III.
Yeah, it didn't end well. It ended with, I guess, multiple lawsuits, and Steve and Magic found them on the opposite ends of civil action. And there
Jesus.
Was at the very end there was a deposition.
No good deed, isn't that what they say?
Exactly. Right. Yeah, and I think of Steve about that, and it just speaks to how kind of a man Steve Bridges is.
Steve got sued by the guy you got a job for him
three times.
The guy that basically pulled him out of a homeless shelter
right.
and put him on the radio
right.
and he sued. What the hell?
I don't want to talk ill of the
I don't even know. I don't know the details, and if it did, I don't know that we should
I
even get into
I think you shouldn't speak
them.
Ill of the dead unless they sue somebody three times.
Yeah, two is the limit, isn't it?
So what did Steve That's say happens. About this guy, basically?
There was a deposition.
Right.
Toward the very end of it all, there was a deposition, and Magic showed up, and the lawyers were there, and Steve was there, and Magic was perhaps intoxicated.
Oh, no.
This is a very W.C. Fields sort of story, so this will make you smile, I think. After Magic had rambled nonsensically for a period of time, Magic's lawyer stood up in the meeting and said, "My client is clearly insane," and left the room.
That was it.
That was it. Except for the fact that he did, when Steve saw that, he said he laughed so hard after everything they had been through. It really made Steve laugh.
Yeah.
And he said the next day he instructed his attorney right then to settle. And the next day he got a very kind and very lucid phone call from the Magic Christian thanking him for the settlement.
Oh,
and that is how their relationship ended.
Well,
Steve Bridges, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, and I didn't get a chance to really communicate with Steve other right. than a funny little exchange
right.
About this new morning thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm remiss in doing that because I should have given him a personal note. I did that for some other people, and I will tell you, I know I didn't have to do it with Steve, so let me do it publicly
right.
so I can tell you.
Okay.
Steve Bridges is just a special human being
no
to
question.
People in this broadcast family. Mm-hmm. He is somebody that picks people up when they're down. He supports people when they need to be supported. Mm-hmm. And he has the most ridiculously insane troupe of people in the morning out there mm-hmm. in Iowa. And Steve is a guy I knew I didn't have to deal. I just knew it. And I have never met the man. I've only spoken to him on the telephone
right.
and via email.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew I didn't have to worry about Steve because that's Steve's attitude. You know, if he likes you, he will treat you like absolute gold.
Yep. Yeah.
And I can imagine that's what the situation was with the Magic Christian.
My client is clearly insane.
And the lawyer gets up and walks out. He is Steve Bridges is just a special guy. And to carve that little thing out that he's got there in
amazing
Iowa.
It's amazing.
It is.
Amazing.
You know, I will tell you, let me just say this, Steve Bridges. When your time to go to the happy hunting ground, when that rolls around, I will tell you, my friend, you know what's going to happen? There are the sirens
yeah.
right now.
The ambulance is pulling
across. That's when he gets excited. That's when he gets it. I know. That's your favorite part. That's when you start bouncing up and down.
RJ,
siren. I don't give a rat's ass about the show. I'm
RJ
bored with that
because
I get bored with things quickly. All right. Where's the football season start?
It's like a toddler.
All right. Anyway, so
we saw that.
What I was going to tell you, when the time comes, seriously, Rob, and I'll ask you about this.
Yeah.
When it's time for Mr. Bridges to go to that happy hunting ground, that big radio studio in the sky,
uh-huh.
can you believe? I think there are going to be 15,000 people at the dude's funeral.
At least.
Yeah, I mean, he is just a beloved guy, and he casts a wide net.
He is amazing. The only people that hate him are people that are bad people.
Yeah.
Because
he
does so much good that people that are not in the habit of treating human beings like human beings don't have any patience for
him. Yeah, the people that are in a hurry, and the people that want to really just, walk over somebody to get to the granite countertop.
He's an amazing guy. And he called me as soon as he found out about Magic Christian. And he's paid a lot of money to the man via salary and lawsuits.
Settlements.
And his initial reaction was, well, now he's gone. And he came back eventually and he said, I do feel bad that we lost him, but he did tell me this one story that I think is great. Is after the third lawsuit and they were done, and you keep in mind he's had to settle with the man three times,
too many,
and Steve is not, he really doesn't harbor a grudge a long time.
Three times. I know you can't, he probably can't talk about this, but
Magic had nothing else to do at that point. There were no radio jobs, so all he had to do was sue Steve.
One summer afternoon, Steve took his wife to the park, and they were just going to get an ice cream and, have a nice afternoon. They got themselves an ice cream, and they have at the park a little train, like a miniature train that kids can ride in, and the front car has an engineer that sits on it. Of course, it looks ridiculous because it's a full-size man on a small train.
He's in a little, but he's the one that hauls the kiddies around.
And Steve said, "Do I know that guy?" And Jan, his wife, said, "Put on your glasses."
Oh, no.
That's Magic Christian.
Oh.
Is that what he was doing?
And you know what? The old punchline is what? And get out of show business?
That's true. That's true. He probably saw it as show business.
But Christian ended up.
You're so sweet to this guy, but apparently he was just everybody. Aren't there people like that in every family? You were going to say something, Oscar.
Well, after that Steve-a-palooza we just went through, did we talk through Iowa?
We don't, but you do.
Yes. We're still going to Iowa, and I can't wait to go
the
to 22nd, Iowa.
22nd. I love to get on a small plane.
Hey, dude, there's gambling.
No, I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
I just can't be excited as you guys.
Billy's
are there strippers as well as gambling?
I believe there is a club close to Cedar Rapids International Jetport. Yeah,
really?
I believe there is.
And that's where we're flying in?
Yes, we're flying into Cedar Rapids.
How close is the radio station to Cedar Rapids Airport?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, so we can linger at the strip joint.
Sure, if you need to. And of course, we really should say
first round on me.
A tip of the Mike O'Mara Show cap to Billy Suter, who has contributed $500 to make sure we don't have to buy a drink the whole time we're there.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, he's my favorite benefactor. There's a lot of benefactors that are helping us get out there.
Wow, this
but
is
Billy
this
Suter,
is good.
Who is the board op for our show.
Billy Suter's Tom Suter's brother.
That's right, has kicked in $500 to defray
and
our...
And Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, the rest of the people that run this operation.
Thank you, William.
Apparently, I got a note from a listener in Iowa that said that town in general is a college town.
It is.
Really? Yeah.
So earmuffs, Kara. I will be posing as a grad student.
and I'll pose as your father.
There we go.
There you go.
You're actually a tenured professor.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Yes. Right. He's the coolest professor.
Yeah.
And we also heard that he's got a 15-inch... No, all right. Anyway.
Do you teach like Donald Sutherland?
Yes.
In Animal House?
I like Ronick when Ronick reacts by just cocking his head and just goes...
Recover. This might be awkward.
That's when he's being Gelman.
Yeah.
Being his most Gelman-like.
Okay, very briefly, before we go to break here, I want to... we did cover the Iowa, so let's get a little more of that tomorrow so we can find out. I'd like to know... Tomorrow would be a good idea to run through the itinerary and really get it kind of nailed down.
Break it down.
Because I'd like to... Rob, that's on you.
I have to call Steve today anyway.
I've already got it.
The yeses and the noes. Okay.
Tom
you've
and
already,
I spoke.
You've already got it would indicate that it's been finalized.
Yeah.
No way. Okay. Now, very briefly, you alluded to Kara, put your earmuffs on. Everything's still happy in Happy Land?
We're as happy as happy gets. There is...
Wow.
That's sad.
God, I'm sorry. That is...
That's wonderful.
I mean, there are ups and downs.
Of course.
And
in anything.
We're as happy as happy gets.
As last,
you're an idiot.
As last,
that's the happiest you can possibly be.
As last night, she informs me that she has purchased a new vehicle.
Oh,
what?
Oh, tit for tat.
Now I will tell you something. Go ahead. I got a theory. Oh, God.
I said, it's your money.
Right.
You can do what you'd like.
Of course.
Because obviously, no, I'm not going to
do
that.
You're young people. Your earning power is ahead.
Is it a stick shift or an automatic?
It's an automatic.
Just kidding.
And she says to me, well, I didn't do this out of spite. And I said, well, yes, you did. She said, well, you know, my car, it's time. I was like, your car is fine. I was like, and you could learn to drive stick, and I would teach you. And this is the way I look
at it. Is your car really fine, though?
Her car is fine.
It's perfectly acceptable.
Her car is fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Is it great? No, but it's fine.
That's funny.
How old is it?
After all the crap she
gave you. It's a 2003, I want to say. 2004.
That's fine.
2004.
It's fine, Mike.
Yeah, it's fine, but cars,
it's fine.
Cars help. Cars help when you want to, you know, when you got something that you probably really don't want to do, but you do it anyway.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It helps.
So I sat there and I said, so where'd you buy this car? She said, well, I bought it off your auction site.
Excellent.
And I'm saying, okay, well, you had the password. That's not a problem. And we have a mutual friend there because of...
So she went to the auction site?
Yeah, she bought it. It's good to go.
She's doing everything you did.
It's coming this weekend. So
write it down. Write
before
it down.
Mine.
I know you don't want to say it, but write it down.
I'll say it. I don't care.
Okay, go ahead. What kind of car is it?
It's a Mercedes 300C.
Oh, my God. Yes. Wow. What year?
300 what?
That's a 2009.
Yeah. 300C.
I got that.
That's actually a gorgeous view.
I'm sure.
It's gorgeous.
Really?
Yes. And she can afford it because as anybody out there that's ever dated a really, really pretty girl, when you're dating up, if you will, because you really can't date above them at that point. They're just too pretty.
Right.
They might not be the smartest, but they're very pretty. Girls, when they go out, and this racket I've known about for years, but this is the first time I'm actually in a real relationship with someone when I know their finances.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't pay for anything.
Right?
So all they're doing is squirreling away money.
Left and right.
Think about it. Right. And I thought about it back in my, I was like, well, when we go out, I pay all the time.
Right.
When she probably went out with a bunch of dudes, they paid all the time.
Right.
So in fact, you did buy the car.
For the last 26 years, and let's say she was dating for 10 of them,
right,
she's just been squirreling away money.
So she can get this car.
Absolutely.
So now you're back together. She's got a new car. You got a new car.
Everything's fine. Mike, but I can't help but think that we just took on 2 car notes as a couple.
Right.
And we're going to buy this condo.
You can't say dick. You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
This is what I said to her.
What?
I said, it's your money.
You're going to have to quietly allow it to piss you off. And it will piss you off.
Yeah.
Look, as much as we are hypocrites also, we've mentioned this. It's true, Oscar. The whole bit about saying, hey, you shouldn't be getting this because we've got a future. I'm in your corner. You know I was in your corner. Now that she has there's nothing you can say.
Let me ask you this.
She's within her rights.
Yes,
you said she doesn't really need the new car.
Yes.
Did you really need a new car? You did.
Yes, I did.
Yours was falling apart.
His was falling apart.
Okay.
That's right, it goes without saying.
I'm making sure the playing field is level.
Though I've rebuilt it. Right. And when it's on new wheels, I will take bids. Right.
It's
better than new?
You accept it.
News.
It's everybody. Hey, it's contributing to the economy, too.
Right.
And God knows we all need that to happen, ladies and
Mike,
gentlemen.
Don't play that card. That's not what you want
to
do here.
I say to her, look, I can't say anything because it's your money.
Right.
But do you really think as a couple we should be taking on 2 car notes? And she said, well, she goes, it's my money. And I said, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
But let's think about.
She's gonna make her own car payment.
She makes her own car payment.
Right?
She's fine.
And nothing else.
So there we go.
I live in that world, dude.
That's where
I do.
That's where this is going to happen.
Sorry,
and
I do.
And baby, if you're listening, whatever.
And I love you, Carla.
And I love you, Kara. But if you come in and if you tell me one more time you don't have money for that, you had money for that, but you chose not to spend it. So when you tell us, and this is for every man out there, and ladies, if you're listening, please understand where we're coming from. When you don't have money for that because you're squirreling away money, God bless you. Get that. But be honest. I don't want to spend my money on that. You make more money than me, so you're going to bear the brunt of that. Of that expense, whether it be groceries, taking the kids to get some new clothes, this and that, that's
the
fine.
The kids,
whatever.
Hey, you.
Whatever.
Let's not jump ahead, though. Let's not skip ahead of this little pain.
So, gentlemen, Mike and Oscar, is this the price that one pays for marrying shockingly attractive women?
It's all the C's.
Right, I see.
Because all the C's want equality.
Right.
And they want to get paid just as much as men do.
If you're
but
not
the reason why you don't get paid as much as we do is because we don't pull this BS. We don't say we don't have money.
All right,
mister,
you're going to be back in the doghouse. You calm your ass down right now.
Okay.
She gets the car. She makes the car payment. It puts the lotion on its body or else it gets the hose again.
Where's my auto trader?
You just
let me say this, all right? But I want to be very clear with the women listeners out there.
Okay, good.
Right? You can't, and I can't, you deserve, most of you deserve to make more money than we do.
I
but
suppose.
When you go home and you say you don't have money for that, and you have all this money squirreled away for other things in case of a rainy day. God, who has a rainy day? But you have, everyone has it, and you fight through it. But when you have all this money squared away, and you get mad at your husband or your boyfriend,
squirreled, not squared.
Squirreled away.
Yes, right. I just wanted to. When you're on a subject that's near and dear to me, I want to make sure you get the words absolutely right.
And you want to buy, you want to get a new fence for the backyard, or you want to buy a new patio furniture,
and clothes for the kids.
Yeah, or clothes for the kids, or your dog. Who knows what?
Right.
That doesn't mean that because we make more money that we're always going to take out our card and spend it on our account. Right. And yes, it should be shared. And I don't expect Kara or anybody I ever date or marry to do 50-50, mm-hmm. which would be nice because that's what you guys want in the workplace and at home.
You go, girlfriend.
But the reality is that say you don't feel like spending your money on that. Mm-hmm. Say you're saving for something else. Uh-huh. Don't tell us that you don't have any money for that. And then when I peek into your bank account, which I might have, you've got, you know, more money than I ever had when I was 25.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's fair. I think you've said it. I think you've said enough
fair
there,
enough.
God
Mr.
Bless
Santana.
You. And Kara, I love you.
And, you now, know, it's not that I can relate to that story, but let me just say, Oscar, there's a very good chance the next time Carla sees her, she's not going to speak to you.
Anyway. No more cookies for him?
No, she gets great cookies. Snacks. Yeah.
Now, you know, it's not always that way because, you know, Mrs. Spiewak happens to be currently our primary breadwinner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what she likes to do is every dollar she gets, she doesn't squirrel it away. She spends it on something.
Right
on
away.
Something.
Something for herself.
Yes. She likes, or sometimes for the kids.
Do you because have, she's a dear heart.
Do you have a joint account?
Yeah, but I never see it. I don't touch. I
well,
don't
hold
touch
on a
money.
Second. You don't even look.
No.
Oh, I manage our money.
I don't know if
you
I...
want to manage my money.
Oh, I'm yeah, trying to think. I am trying. I'm trying to think seriously in the marriages that I've had whether that's happened at all.
She
whether
has...
I've actually totally given up. I might have
slowly,
had one where I didn't pay attention.
She has slowly and very systematically removed me from all things financial, and it's perhaps best.
You need to know how much you have.
Well, right? I know that I have a
trust
card.
Trust me,
Mike. I have a card, and I give it to the clerk.
Right.
And they say, okay, you may have your groceries. That's what I know.
Right.
And that's it.
I've got, yeah,
you know how
much,
but hold on. You know how much you have if you have like a savings account. Do you have some savings accounts anywhere that you might, or you are you even aware of that? Whether you have them or not?
I don't think we have a savings account. We have some stuff set up for the kids.
Okay. All right. And you know what's in there?
Money.
Okay. Forget it.
Wow.
We got to take
a break. Wait. Yeah. Joint account now or not?
What? A joint for him?
No, for you.
Not yet.
Not yet, right?
Buzz has a joint account.
Not yet.
Good man.
Thank you.
But that's something else.
I've experienced a similar thing.
Well, I have a good friend that may play professional football.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he said to me one day, he said, Oscar? And I said, yes.
Oh, are you going to mimic him?
Yes, I will. Yeah. Well, he doesn't talk like that, so I'm just being racist now.
Oscar dear.
Gonna tell you about a heap load of banking.
I want to tell you, Oscar. All
right.
He doesn't talk like that.
I know.
I apologize.
I know.
If you're
voice.
Listening, I'm sorry.
Higher voice.
That being said, he says to me.
We're entertaining.
He says to me that.
Come on, man. Help a brother.
He says to me, I think the best plan, and this is quite right, is to have
excuse me.
Two personal accounts
yes.
and one account where you both pool your money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then either of you, and really she, does not go out of control when she sees whatever types of money you have.
I mean, it's a great idea.
Right?
He's also a brilliant guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart guy marrying a brilliant woman.
Yes, yes.
He's married a brilliant
way
woman.
The way it's set up with us, it's just whoever can get to the bank fastest, I think.
I mean,
Buzz
I think
has been married
usually,
longer than any of us.
I think that's usually the way it goes.
That's usually the way
right?
it is.
And then you get the bill and you're like, right. Well, there's $3,000 missing, and then they tell you needed something.
We have to take a break, and we will continue this. And, you know, I really didn't get to ask you about the love life, but you went off on this whole money
I
thing
apologize.
That's going to put you right back in the doghouse, Pally.
I'm just keeping it real.
When we come back, we're going to get Rob in the audio vault right after these messages. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time for Mr. Rob Spiewak and his magical audio vault.
Yay.
Today, brought to you by Naked Man, a comedy web series. In a world of danger, a hero arrives, but why is he naked?
Why?
Featuring international super hunk Christian...
I don't know.
Buzz, you're starting to get these typos.
Is
you get old
Monson?
Man typos in you. Christian is C-H-R-I, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. What do I have?
Buzz, you know why I'm telling you that?
I should probably look at that copy.
I do the same stuff.
Yeah.
I do it when I do my updates in the morning.
Right.
You know, I'm good for two of those a
right.
week. Christian Monzon.
I think it's Monzon, isn't it?
I don't know, but I know that's spelled correctly.
Do you know this guy? Christian Monson?
Isn't he an international super hunk?
You know, I know the client. I don't know the actor, but yeah. I believe it's Monzone.
Sweating the details and some of the best comics and actors in L.A. New episodes all this week on YouTube and coming soon to iTunes. Click the ad on MikeOMaraShow.com to watch Naked Man. Cool new sponsor. Yeah. We're very happy very to cool. have
and
him on the show.
Funny program.
And let's see what Rob's got for us on the Audio Vault today.
Mike, I've got royalty fever.
Royalty fever.
Yes, as the Queen Elizabeth oh. stops by, and this is her first trip in, what, 10 years, something like
34
that?
34 years.
No, tonight can't go.
No, she was here for Jamestown, whatever oh. the Jamestown whatever thing was.
All right.
You were at Jamestown, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
How was it?
A little cold.
I thought so. Anyway, so she spoke at the UN yesterday, and here's what she had to say.
For over six decades, the United Nations has helped to shape the international response to global dangers. New challenges have also emerged, which have tested this organization as much as its member states. One such is the struggle against terrorism.
Right.
Another challenge is climate change. But it is my hope that when judged by future generations, our sincerity, our willingness to take a lead...
Play that last one.
And our, oh. when judged by future generations,
I was influenced by that.
Oh. Our sincerity, our willingness to take
That's
a lead,
really...
and our determination to do the right thing will stand the test of time. Oh. In my lifetime, the United Nations has moved from being a high-minded aspiration to being a real force for common good. But we are not gathered here to reminisce. In tomorrow's world, we must all work together as hard as ever if we are truly to be United Nations.
There you go.
There's your blood. There's your blood pudding.
Oh, God.
There's lots of good things said there, Mike.
You can repeat that 15 times.
Now, of course, we discussed yesterday.
Give me more Queen, please. Just a tiny play for the beginning, just a little bit. We don't have to play the whole thing.
For over six decades, the United Nations has helped to shape the international response to global dangers. New challenges have also emerged, which have tested this organization as much as its member states. Ooh. One such is the struggle against terrorism.
Oh.
Another challenge is climate change.
Okay, that's
but it is my hope.
There's a climate change.
Oh, God.
Yesterday, Mike, Lindsay Lohan got her sentence.
Oh, she did. It is 90.
It is 90.
Not
yeah.
19. It's 90 days.
And this, I don't know. I was back and forth on this. We'll see if you like this or not. This was on Perez's website today. It's Lindsay Lohan facing Judge Judy.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
How much did you say you earned when you filed your tax return?
I have to provide for myself. I have to work.
How much do you make from your dog breeding?
I would try to do that only because if I did 3 in a week or 2 in a week.
You have to find something else to keep you busy.
I'm not taking this as a joke. It's my life.
Yeah. Why are you here?
I'm sorry.
You really sound stupid.
I never do anything like that. I was working mostly in...
You had motive. There's no question about that.
It's just been such a long haul and...
Wasn't expecting any special treatment.
You started it. Don't you get that?
It's my career and something I've worked for my entire life.
You just said it's not English. That's not something to laugh about. Didn't you have enough violence in your life so far?
Anyway, so that's what
that's
it might
Lindsay,
sound
like. And yeah, she's going to the pokey.
She got 90 days. She'll probably be out in a little over 3 weeks because that's all the longer they can hold anybody because of overcrowding.
All right. Yeah.
Didn't she call the judge after and bitch about her sentencing or
she's
something like that?
Just,
she's fussy.
You know,
what a whack job.
And here's the thing, and I said this before. I believe this this young lady is in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the jail trouble. I'm talking about the parental trouble.
Life trouble.
And the fact that I think someone got her ear at some point. I don't
sure.
know if I said this yesterday
yeah,
on the podcast.
You did,
but
it's okay to be
repeated.
Lindsay.
Somebody said it's okay. You're yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
You're supposed to behave like this. And I think she that is ingrained in her.
Yeah.
Imagine being in your mid-20s and you're a total F-up. And somebody says, man, people like it when you do that. You're not going to be as successful mm-hmm. if you fly the straight and narrow. She right. does not have, I don't think she's got good counsel. Right. She doesn't have anybody in her ear that can let her know, you know, what's up and what's real.
It's really sad.
It's very sad. Okay, got time for one
okay,
more.
Okay, this is, let me go with something quicker then, because we'll save the rainbow enthusiast for tomorrow. I think it was great when Oscar broke the story on eyeballing, pouring vodka in your eye.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, there's other things you can do too.
Oh, dear.
This is from one of my favorite television programs. I know you love it too, Mike. The Doctors.
The Doctors.
You know, everyone's probably laughing because I've got a box of tampons. You know, but some women are soaking tampons in vodka, inserting them into their vaginas, and men into their rectums for a quick high on alcohol. So they're basically dipping it in, and then when they insert this into those areas, it goes straight into their bloodstreams.
Right. It's just like injecting it.
It's even worse than that for women, though, because vaginally, that is just going to destroy the vagina. The vagina material is going to crack and break because you're going to get burns and things like that. So it's just going to completely destroy the vagina.
Let's say you've had two beers. You know you've had two beers. Mm-hmm. With this, you don't know.
You
could do this, stand up, fall, crack your head, and die.
And where do you put the olive?
I don't know. God,
anywhere you want.
That's the audio vault.
Zero calories.
One bonus, Mike.
Yeah, a bonus. Oh, bonus audio vault.
Quick bonus.
I was just going to say, incidentally, have you been drinking tonight, ma'am? No, sir. No, officer. I haven't had anything. But my vagina's had about 16 beers.
Here's the sound of Justin Bieber laughing.
Okay. Put that in there.
Justin Bieber laughing.
You know, that would be the kind of thing if you say, hey, that was really, really funny.
That's how you guys laugh at me whenever I tell a joke.
This is true. Yeah.
Have Something we ever laughed?
You might want to remember.
Hit it now.
There we go. That was funny, Mark.
Thanks for coming here.
One more time. That was funny, Mark.
Right now we're...
There it is.
That got awkward.
You're learning that new machine really well, though. You like that new machine?
I love it.
Mike hates it.
We'll fix it in editing.
We'll take a break and come back with Buzz Burbank right after this. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. It's time to get our it's time to get our news. And here he is with all the news that's fit to read. The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Now, you say that to all the newsmen.
Yeah, I said it to the guy today, didn't I?
I heard that, and I was jealous and brokenhearted.
Yeah, it's called total exhaustion is exactly what it is.
We're brought to you today by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Got the cottage cheese legs? Know someone who does? Mm-hmm. Dr. Friedman's the only provider in the area with a new non-invasive treatment for cellulite. Call Dr. Friedman or refer a friend for the phone number and a website featuring tasteful nudity. Click his ad at MikeOmeraShow.com.
I've instructed Dr. Friedman to hack off my entire stomach. Thank you, Justin.
He can do that.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. and Russia are apparently working on a spy swap. This after the roundup of 10 Russian spies about 2 weeks ago.
Does it not feel like 1966 when he says that?
It's such crap.
I'm sorry.
Why is it crap?
It's not real and it doesn't matter.
You're right.
Yes, there is espionage, but it's not of anything significant in the world. It's not like when we were in the Cold War and they had the nukes that were ready to blow up the world.
As far as we can tell, these 10 Russian spies accomplished nothing in the decades they were over here.
Sounds good.
We give them all back except for the hottie.
I am spy.
American troops are being given questionnaires to find out how they feel about dropping the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. The survey, to be filled out by 200,000 soldiers, has 100 questions, including many about allowing gays to serve openly in the armed forces.
Where are you guys on that? Where are you on that, Buzz? Don't ask, don't tell. How do you feel about it?
I think that policy is stupid. I think gays should be allowed to serve openly, especially if it's okay with the troops. I'm interested to hear what they say, but I have a feeling it's going to be okay.
Oscar Santana, how do you feel about that?
I love the gays.
Thank you.
I'm That's all good. In.
Very open-minded. Rob Spivak, what are your thoughts on that?
Let them in the military, but let them be nurses.
We've actually lost a lot of good people.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's why I go to him last.
Out of the military, mm-hmm. because they were booted out for being gay. Most of the questions in this survey are about morale and combat readiness, but also about reactions to gays in social settings.
As a matter of fact, the gays were all asking for more Al.
To be nurses?
I've got your position. I'm General... My name is General Wadhams Spivak. You will only be able to be a nurse. Thank you, Justin.
It'll soon be easier for our troops to get treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. A lot of the paperwork is being eliminated from that process. Under the new rules, the soldiers don't have to prove how they were traumatized, just that they served in a combat zone.
Very good.
The search continues for two people. Actually, the search has now been called off. Let me revise that. After a duck boat sank in the Delaware River near Philadelphia, the engine of the amphibious tourist vehicle burst into flames during yesterday's heat wave, leaving it adrift, whereupon it collided with a barge, forcing it down into 40 feet of murky water.
All right, thank you.
I knew you wanted the answer to that question.
You know what? So this was something, because I said earlier on the morning show today, I said that I've been on these boats up in Boston. Mm. It's all Kathy does when people come in. Hey, how about a duck boat tour? You got to try the duck boats.
Wasn't your guy like Elvis or something?
Yeah, he was good. Elvis. And he was actually had that patter that he had.
Sure.
Right. Was pretty over the top funny. Great, yeah. I actually enjoyed it. But I said to myself, I can't think of anything more harmless than getting on one of these little river boats and going out there. But apparently, that's why the collision.
40 feet of water.
So the collision happened because the thing.
The duck boat was adrift. They had no control
and
over it.
And the barge, I assume, can't just slow down.
No, it's hard to put the brakes on one of those.
Oh, so this was the perfect storm of a disaster?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, and you just think, you know, and are there any little ones that are missing in this?
No, it's a 16-year-old girl and a 20-year-old man.
That's young enough. That's young
I know.
Enough.
They're both tragic. That but sucks. 37 people were dunked into the water and 35 of them recovered.
Oh, that's a shame. But, if you can't be safe on a duck boat,
that's right.
You can't be safe anywhere.
What do we have?
They might want to evaluate the fact. Now, listen, here's my take on it. When I got on this boat, mm-hmm. I did say this. I said, man, this is, you talk about your harebrained get-rich-quick scheme. Right. It really does seem to me. You know, here you go with these boats that were made in 1920 or wherever.
They were designed for World War II.
Some really? Of them. This was GM a modernized modernized version of that.
Yeah, they I think they add on to them. Mm-hmm. Was it an actual brand-new product that was created? I don't think so.
I don't know the age of this particular boat, but this was one of the
they're all
redesigned ones.
I know a little bit about duck boats because I asked the guy that was running it. They refurbish these things and they make them function. They rebuild the engines. Right. They rebuild the transmissions. But it's still old technology.
It is old technology.
How can you talk to someone seriously about their equipment when they've got the little duck? The little duck bill that makes the duck noise around their neck.
This is true. He was. I think it wasn't that Oscar. I think he was dressed in a pirate outfit.
You know, the saddest thing I saw on the TV this morning is when they're showing this recovery, and there are PFDs, there are personal flotation devices, life jackets, floating in the river that they never think
that they
put on.
We're wearing.
You know, very sad.
It's sad.
It is time for the annual mass skinny dip, however. The American Association for Nude Recreation wants as many people as possible to get naked and jump into the water at 3 p.m. Eastern this Saturday as they try to set a new record. Last year, nearly 14,000 people took part.
Is everybody hearing that when I'm moving this microphone back and forth?
No one hears that.
Not that you brought
Hold on, let's be real quiet.
Yes. Faster.
It's like a cat purring.
Okay.
The association... The association's website lists skinny dip locations in your neck of the woods if you're interested in participating.
In Manassas, we're all meeting at Mike's backyard.
Yes, the Doubletown skinny dip.
In sex news, a new study says women want sex the most between the ages of 27 and 45. The new Kinsey Institute report is more precise than previous studies that put a woman's sexual peak at around 40.
That was my thing. Can I hear Justin for that?
And a new book about sexual anthropology says men are biologically programmed to cheat on their wives. The author of Sex at Dawn, The Prehistoric Origins of Modern Sexuality, says it's all about the testosterone. Christopher Ryan says a man's testosterone levels begin to drop in his 20s, but spike way upward when he chats after that, even briefly, with an attractive woman.
No matter how old he is?
Exactly, Mike.
Oh, that's why.
Ryan says that hormonal
spike.
That's
right, Mr. Cook.
Mm-hmm. He says this hormonal spike confuses the brain into a love state, and that, he says, is where the trouble begins.
How long have you been a Redskinhead?
We may have more sex news on the upcoming bonus show. And finally, People Like Drugs, a trilogy. People hide drugs in all kinds of places. In Peru, some drug dealers have been busted for stuffing marijuana up their vuvuzelas.
Oh, the vuvuzelas.
Two women there have been arrested on smuggling charges.
Go ahead, Rob.
No drugs in that one.
That was a good one.
In Columbia, Missouri, a man was arrested early yesterday morning for walking nude along Highway 63. He told police he had smoked too much weed.
Nude.
And from our home office in Florida comes word of a man being booked into jail as he was changing into his jailhouse blues. A rubber band around his genitals broke, allowing his packet of smuggled drugs to drop to the floor.
Oh, God.
The drug in question? Viagra. Wow. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our program today was brought to you by uwheels.com, the best way to buy and sell used cars online. Why rely on photos to buy or sell when you can post and browse free classifieds with video?
That's great video.
Register today at uwheels.com or click their ad on our website. That's it. We have to get out of here. Some of us have to go to bed. Our website design is by Dustin Pfeiffer Creative, not after my Hershey bar. Let's go out and play, RJ.
Maybe you guys could nap together.
Yeah, we can play tennis. That'd be fun. All right, anyway, our website is Dustin Pfeiffer, yeah, whatever, Blue Bob. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized blah, blah. We rely on support from advertisers. If you know somebody who would like to advertise, Mark Ronick will do almost anything to get you to advertise on this.
You know what we mean.
Yeah, I mean, we really, especially you ladies out there. If you know someone with a product or service, they can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. That's 1-800-NURSE. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, don't forget bonus hour tomorrow.
Right.
Goodbye for now, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Gay.
Bye.